Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy starts in less than 10 seconds.
This worries me.
Ask your plumber to install a ring.
Steady, hot and strong.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Come on, you better than that fat.
Put moron number two on the phone.
No, no, you better.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Oh, another beautiful day. Best city in the world. And a big show coming your way, of course. Rush Hour. Tommy Rockliffe is going to join us. A former Brisbane Lion. Port Adelaide, of course. We like the Rock.
Yep.
And then, I can't believe this one. 3353 family involved. It's important. You set it up nicely so that people call. And somehow I can see B. Brownless next to it on the old running sheet, which is a very big risk for me. But I look down the lens here and I see you, fat, with a bald head.
Hello, skinny. I saw Darren Crocker today and he said to say good day to the skinny little runt.
Well, he can't talk. How skinny is he?
Skinny little runt. I said, yes, he is.
How skinny's Croc, by the way?
Hey, he's working for some other mob. He had the fluoro top on, Jim.
Yeah, well, one of those that stood down, I don't think permanently, but he'll be back when the whips start cracking. Great man, Darren. Hey,
very good man. Very good man. Had a good chat to him. And here's Ryan, whose dad posed for Cleo Centrefold.
I think someone's done a pop-off for me.
What?
Wayne, someone popped off in the box.
Oh, come on, Bill.
Wasn't your dad a centrefold one day?
No, he did it for a local footy calendar.
Oh, wow.
Not Cleo. He wishes Cleo.
Come on, fat.
Cleo. Now, Jim, I tell you what, have I come armed today, my friend? I've got world news. I've got local news. I've got footy news. But first of all, Jim, have a listen to this.
Boldly going where no man has gone before. It's the Billy Brownless Space Report.
He talked in his own intro.
I thought you said fat.
What the hell?
Do you want to give it another crack?
Well, I thought Jim said fat, so I said what?
Oh, let's go one more time.
Boldly going where no man has gone before.
Fat.
What? It's the Billy Brownless Space Report.
Oh, no, come on.
Hey, hold on to Matty. Matty's put that together in a matter of minutes, Jim.
Yes.
Very good talented, our man.
No,
this is Elon Musk, SpaceX, Jim. And without me trying to go into it too much and tell you what's happening, I'm going to throw to some audio, and this will explain it better than I.
Liftoff, the final liftoff of Atlantis.
It was nearly 9 years ago that Americans last lifted off from American soil on an American rocket. Ever since, the U.S. has been paying Russia to ferry astronauts to the space station. Now, for the first time, it's up to a private American company, SpaceX, to do the job. Using a space capsule named Dragon, sitting on top of a rocket named Falcon 9. Inside, veteran NASA astronauts Doug Hurley and Bob Behnken.
Maybe I should have gone with my bit. But
what does any of that mean?
Well, it's very interesting. SpaceX, Jim. These two astronauts, do you know how much it's going to cost?
How much?
$55 million each.
Each?
Each.
Crikey.
Because for some reason, Jim, the NASA astronauts have to go to Russia and they travel out of Russia, which has been costing about $86 million for the U.S. to do it, or NASA to pay for it. But now they're launching their own local astronauts through Elon Musk.
He of Tesla fame.
He of Tesla fame and a baby boy that no one knows his name. But that is very interesting, and it does have a toilet on it, Jim, and it's about 19 hours it takes a flight. So
a toilet.
Toilet. I'm looking forward to it. Good on them, I say.
Good. Well, I'm hoping that the rap will pick up from here.
I sense you're not too worried about SpaceX.
Not really.
All right, then. I thought that was a nice piece that I'd found.
Really.
Jim. I've got something here for you now.
Righto.
Because Channel 7 broadcasts the Cox Plate, Jim, and they broadcast the grand final, right?
Yes, yes.
It's going to be on the same day.
Yes.
Both are very, very important events for the racing industry and the football industry.
Yes.
You know what it tells me? the game might be, the grand final might be a night grand final now for sure.
Well, Bill, that's, I think.
I know, I've changed a bit.
I think that's already been out there, isn't it? Isn't this already known?
No, not really. It hasn't been decided yet. So they're going to broadcast the whole Cox Plate, which they'll have to for the racing people, and then they'll broadcast the grand final,
Grand final, I would imagine that'd be what had happened, Bill,
All right.
But
because they're going to do the Cox Plate, that tells me for sure that it is going to be a night grand final.
I thought that was already locked in, and you saying a twilight yesterday didn't make any sense to me. I've got a question for you.
But it hasn't been locked in, has it?
If that is what's going to happen, we're going to have the Cox Plate, and it's not obviously just that one race. It's a whole card on that famous day. Yeah, so if we're going to have that and then into, of course, the grand final, Bruce McAvaney is going to have a very, very big day.
Very big day.
He hosts and does brilliant hosting of the racing, and then he swings in a call in the AFL grand final.
So where will he do it from?
No, he'll be over here by then. He'll be fine by then.
He's going to have a huge day.
He will. Bloody
wow,
oath he will.
Bruce.
Well, he's a superstar. He will have no problem with that. Right. What else have you got,
I've got another question. Cricket now, Jim. Mm-hmm. They're talking about banning saliva on the ball when they go to shine it, spitting on the ball.
I don't get that.
Why?
Well, because if you test all the players in the game and you test the umpires, what's the problem? If you know no one's got coronavirus, well, you should be able to put as much saliva on the ball as you want.
I'm with you, because the poor old bowlers need some help, don't they?
I agree.
Everything
they
goes
do.
Towards the batter. So I'd love, and when the ball swings in or out or whatever it does, we love that, Jim. So, but they're talking about banning it.
But why? If you've got no crowd, so the ball doesn't get touched by anyone in the crowd if it goes for six or whatever, then the only players that are ever going to touch the ball are the fielding team and the two umpires.
Yes.
And all of them have been tested and no one has the virus, then what's the problem?
Well, I'm not a doctor, Jim, but I've studied. I've done HSC at Assumption College and then TOP at the Gordon Institute in Geelong.
Yes, yes.
And I would think that saliva would be more, I just need a word here, Jim.
Well, just shut up, Rabs. What's the word you're looking for?
Saliva would be more dangerous, for want of a better word, than just sweat.
No, Bill, it is. But if you know that the players don't have the virus because they've been tested, then it's not dangerous.
Well, I don't know. But I'm with you. I hope it stays. I like it. It's been going around for 120 years. We've been spitting on the ball and shining it up.
Or they can just, if you're not allowed to have saliva, they can just allow the old bottle tops like back in the 80s.
We should get on. Jeff
Thing used to swing around corners.
We should get Jeff Thompson on. He said in a Shield game the other day, Jim, he used a razor blade. A razor blade he took out, and he cut the ball that badly, the ball nearly fell apart.
Exploded. Bill, I'm telling you, in the 80s and even through the early part of the 90s, there were teams, and I'm not going to say who they were, but there were teams that were that good at fiddling with the ball that the only place you could bat was in the top three, because if it got to about the 40-over mark, Bill, you couldn't lay bat on it. Seriously, it would swing about a foot and a half in about a metre.
Yep.
So just if you're not going to allow saliva, maybe allow those tactics back into the game for a little spell.
All right, then. And another one here, Jim. Oh, I'll have a listen to this one. I love the headline here. Another leafy green suburb turned to brown town this morning when an exerciser was caught on CCTV, Jim, defecating on an Albert Park man's garden.
Come on, Bill, you can't be doing that.
Albert Park poo jogger caught with his pants down. Have a look at the headline, Jim.
Oh, no.
Mate.
The poo jogger.
Well, and it goes on, an Albert Park ISO garden copped a little more manure, Doug Hawkins, than expected this morning when a so-called poo jogger was caught on camera.
No, that's disgusting.
So he's gone for a run, pulled down his pants and just...
Not in someone's garden.
In the garden.
If you're going to, go into a park somewhere, if you absolutely have to, but not in someone's garden, Bill.
And guess what? He didn't wash his hands, Jim.
Oh, and I wouldn't have thought he did.
Well, that's not good. You can get fined for that.
Bill, it's disgraceful. That's what that is.
So you've got a bit of everything there, Jim, but also big news from the AFL. There's been a few injuries, as we know.
Mm-hmm.
But today, Jim, earlier on today.
Now we're getting to the proper news.
Buddy Franklin has once again season has been pushed back with him suffering a hamstring injury.
A repeat of it.
I don't know if it's a repeat.
I've
got to have a look at that because he did have the hammy.
Yeah, he's had issues along those lines. It's not what you want, Bill, when you start to get into the twilight, which you have to say he is.
Buddy is 7 years
soft tissue.
7 years into a 9-year deal, Jim. How have you seen that deal?
Oh, he's been brilliant early. I mean, they went within a whisker of winning a grand final with him. He has been extraordinary, and he's been a marquee player. But in these last couple of years, Bill, he's been banged up. There's no other way to say it, and it's looking like that's going to continue, which is a worry.
Yes.
Anyway, Bill, that's need to get going because Tommy Rockliffe is waiting for us, and we need to talk to this fine young midfielder.
James Brayshaw, Anthony William Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour.
Down to the cathedral end, and the kick's a beauty.
Oh, look at him. He loves
it. So Rockliffe's got one.
Like a true half forward. Rockliffe, now he's got his name in the paper.
Name it.
No, now, Fat, this is an All-Australian, of course, in 2014. Played 191 games. Very nice football for the Brisbane Lions.
Yep.
And now he's headed to Port Adelaide and played beautifully for them too. Tommy Rockliffe joins us. Welcome, Rock.
G'day, Jim. How are you?
G'day.
I'm a lot better than Bill, anyway. But you already knew that.
How's the pig, all right?
You've been carrying him for years, Jim.
Reconstructed shoulders. I've had to go and have them both done.
So is Travis Boak and who else, a midfielder at Port, Jim?
Now, Rock, we're starting with the showdown, and I keep saying to people in Melbourne, having lived in South Australia for a fair while, the showdowns are some of the most intense games of football I've ever witnessed. This one's not going to have a crowd, though, but I still think the heat will be on.
Yeah, should be game on. There's no doubt about that. I think both clubs get up to the game and the occasion, and it doesn't matter whether you're at the top or the bottom. When you come up against them, it's always a fierce contest. So one that we're looking forward to, and can't wait to get back out there and playing.
It'll be a beauty. Round two, of course, Saturday night at the Adelaide Oval, Jim. So then, do you all go out to the airport together, sit at the airport, get on the same plane and fly to Queensland together?
I believe so. I think we're going to the Ramsgate first.
Thomas
beautiful.
Was a bit, yes.
And then we'll stop there for a couple of beers and then head up to the Gold Coast together on the same plane, I believe,
Are you in the same hotel still? I know I saw Koshy come out and even Hinks said something. Do you know if you're in the same hotel?
At this stage, I believe we are still, yeah. So that could get interesting, no doubt, for a four-week period.
Do you hate him? Do you actually hate him? Because you're all new to the scene there, Thomas, a good vanilla boy.
I think you learn to hate him. Certainly, you meet a few of the guys and really nice guys off the field. But once the ball gets bounced, it's pretty fierce. And it's one of those games that you really get up for and happy to send as many sledges as you can the other way. And the contest seems to pick up a little bit more, which is really good.
And do you get sort of guided a bit by, you know, some of the past legends who are around the place? I think of Chadwick Corns. Yeah. Mind you, what about the photo of him recently with Charlie Dixon where he just had the rig out? He's embarrassing himself and his mates, Chadwick, with his behaviour. But he would tell you, Rock, I reckon, just to how fierce this rivalry is.
Yeah, absolutely. I think he'd look good next to Bill, I reckon, shirt off contest. And, one of them, the old Chadwick, but... It runs deep. There's no doubt about that. And one guy that doesn't say much, but my first showdown, Robbie Gray, when he started speaking about it, you understand that it's a fierce hatred for each other and two-team town. So it's a huge game. And generally, we get two of them a year. It's one that you look forward to. So there's no doubt it runs deep. And I think there is a genuine hatred once the ball's bounced.
And the thing about this one, Fat, is, of course, nice...
Me or Tom?
No, I'm talking to you. a nice win in round one for Port Adelaide back in 1976.
Top of the ladder they are.
Bill, if they win this one, they are 2-0, and Adelaide in a shortened season are 0-2.
Ooh.
So there's extra incentive here for you, Rock.
Absolutely. I think winning games, particularly early on in the season, are going to be really important. With the shortened season, you've got to set yourself up really well. So I think the team that starts the best, particularly in games with the shortened quarters as well, I don't think we've seen a lot of comebacks in round one. You can control it a lot more. So I reckon there'll be a little bit of scrappy footy early just until the guys get a bit of their touch back. But it'll be extra incentive for us to go 2-0 and keep them at zip and two.
Bloody oaf. I'm just thinking about that. Robbie Gray, I reckon he's won 5 showdown medals. So he does dislike the Crows. That's a good effort, 5.
Yeah, he's taken a couple of mine.
Oh, give us, yes. I'm going to go through the games. What? How many do you have, Rock?
0.
No, but you would have had a couple of good games there. 30, 35?
Oh, 41 games, didn't get it. yeah, 30-something, didn't get it.
Kick backwards. Hey, so will you take the Dahl up? Mate. We kicked 11 goals in that 1989 grand final between us, Rock.
Seriously.
I watched that the other day. You were unsighted.
No, don't fall for that other crap you go with.
4 possessions, Rock, he had.
The old decoy.
A very good decoy. I'd run out there. 3 blokes would go with me, Ablett on his own. You going to take Shana and Jackie Boy up there?
No, they'll stay here. Shana's a nurse, so she'll continue to keep working. They're pretty important at the moment, so... She'll continue to do that down here, and because it probably looks like it's only going to be a 3 or 4 week period now, and not that 8 weeks, they'll just stay here. So it's not really worth it coming up for that period, and they potentially have to go into isolation.
Nice 3 or 4 weeks on your own, Tom.
Well, you're actually pretty much isolated to your hotel room. So there's not much we can do. We can't even get out and play golf. I think we can go for a walk on the beach, but we can't get in the water. So it's not ideal.
Stick around because there's more we want to discuss with Port Adelaide star Tom Rockliffe.
Power superstar midfielder Tom Rockliffe joins us.
Hey, Rock and Jim and Rabs, you have a listen to this. Yes. We've gone back to the old showdown games. And last year against Adelaide, this is Rock here. He's had 23 kicks, 6 marks, 18 handballs, Jim, 41 disposals.
Yes.
And kicked a behind and didn't win the medal. And then the next time they played, have a listen to this one. He's had 23 kicks, 11 marks, 13 handballs. He's had 36 again and didn't win it.
And Rock...
Is he there?
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if we lost you or not. But it's all about impact on the scoreboard, and that's why Robbie Gray, of course, won all of those. And I want to talk to you about Robbie Gray because he dropped a weight on his foot. Is he going to be all right to start on Saturday night?
He doesn't kick them goals if I don't get the ball to him, Jim.
Yes, Jim, see?
Ever listen to Rockwick.
Yeah, he dropped a little 5-kilo plate on his foot and... I don't think he wanted to do the time trial testing, so he's quite smart like that, Robbie. He's been around the trap for 14-odd years, so he'll be ready for round 2, which is the most important thing.
And will you be fully fit as a list? Ollie Wines, I know, had some shoulder issues, and big Chaz Dixon had the groin. Now, this is going back at the start of the year. Everyone available for selection?
Yeah, everyone's available for selection at this stage. So Ollie's 16 weeks post-op, and he's ready to go, and Big Chuck Dixon, he's flying at the moment, jumping at everything and taking everything above his head. So it'll be a hard matchup once we get going again.
Till he belts someone. Hey, I love watching Selling Houses, one of my favourite shows, Tommy.
Come on, fat.
And I saw you and Xavier Dersma on Selling Houses, and you were looking at a mad Port Adelaide fan's house. You went through it all, and they were renovating it. But they were an interesting crew, Thomas. They were true Port Adelaide supporters, weren't they?
Yeah, they are. They're two lovely ladies. They sit in the cheer squad every week. Big banner of me, and we went around there and helped them with a bit of gardening. When was the last time you did any gardening, Fat?
Oh, well, I've got it. I got the fake lawn. I got the fake lawn, so I don't have to. But that was very nice of you to do it. And Shayna Blazer's there, who's a great Cat supporter. I did see her there.
Of course you've seen her there. She was wearing the Cat's jumper.
I know. Well, good on her. That's what we like. We got her on board.
Didn't even know that till 5 minutes ago.
Oh,
that is true.
Rocky.
That is 100% true, Rock.
How's David Koch going? What's he said lately? He's had a crack at someone?
There's a little gem coming up with Koshy. If you keep your eyes peeled in the next couple of weeks, someone might have taken him off leading up to the MND. So just watch your space.
Nice. Rock that. What about...
A scoot to the rush hour.
That's all we need,
that.
Rock.
We like that. Something that's nice. Now, I also noticed that you're making regular appearances on a show on Triple M in Adelaide involving our man Bernard Vince and the great Andrew Jarman. What is this about, please? Because what we notice is they are ripping off basically this show on a daily basis.
Oh, my understanding is that Bill gets a lot of his ideas from Burn. Burn's just starring on radio.
Oh, Burn.
Mate, I've heard his beef. He's got that Bernie's beef, which he's ripped right off our show, and he's so slow and boring when he tells it, you fall asleep.
What's yours called?
Billy's Bake. And I'm going to bake you next time, old Porky. How come they call you the pig?
Oh, I'm not sure. No, it's to do with fantasy, I think. Fantasy. Or maybe it's my waistline, or maybe drinking too many beers on a weekend when I was a younger bloke. I'm not sure.
You were. You used to get on it. I like that, because you used to like a good time and a few frothies, didn't you?
You still pick your moments now, don't you, Bill?
You got to. You got to, don't you?
Yeah, you have to, especially in the world that we live in at the moment. Everything comes under scrutiny, but if you do it the right way, nice group of men, there's nothing wrong with having a couple of beers.
Yeah, good on
Nothing wrong. On that front, Rock, you spent a lot of your time up in Brisbane, obviously, where AFL's not as hugely supported as it is in Adelaide. How do you find, you would have been able to sneak out to a bar in Brisbane and no one would have bothered you. Now you'd find that pretty difficult, I imagine.
Yeah, completely different down here. You'd be able to go on a Sunday afternoon to a pub up there and have a few beers and not get hassled. And you go down here and everyone wants a picture or tell you how bad you played on the weekend or how good you played. And look, they're just passionate supporters, and we love our supporters. It's when you get the other mob that start having a crack at you about something, you just sort of got to brush it off and enjoy the rest of your schooner and get out of there.
Well, Rock, what Bill does, I don't know if you've ever been at a bar with him, he out-nuffs the nuffies. They go up to Bill and ask him for a photo and everything, and pretty much an hour and a half later, they're trying to say, listen, Bill, it's been nice meeting you, mate. I've got to go.
I used to play with a bloke like that. Jonathan Brown was exactly the same. They'd have to tell him, mate, I've had enough. Yeah.
But you know what they do? They buy the beers.
Yeah, I've heard you've got very short arms.
Oh, have you been back to Benalla lately?
Not since the restrictions came into place. I was back there late last year, but haven't had the opportunity with the travel restrictions and so on at the moment. That all was only over. Turned 30 earlier this year, Bill. So, do you remember what it was like when you were back 30?
Only 10 years ago, so yes, I do.
Come on, Bill.
Oh, the Benalla Performing Arts Centre. I go there regularly. I love it.
You've never been there.
I have so, mate. I'm an artist.
Where are you? Burien? Drilldry,
yeah. Down the road a bit further, Cock.
My grandpa tells me stories about the Brownlesses. Not all that good, the stories, though.
What about Bush Rangers or something? Or tough, real tough hard nuts?
Oh, not in glowing terms. A bit like you.
No. Actually, there used to be Rockcliffs.
Liquor.
Oh, liquor. Used to be Rockcliffs in Berrigan, and they were porky, too.
That's my grandfather.
That'd be it.
He won't be happy with you.
Oh, Savanac. Do you know where that is?
No.
Oh, well, you don't know Berrigan. Anyway, you've been great chatting, old cock.
When were you last in Berrigan, Bill?
Are we still on?
Oh, I love this, Rock. Give it to him as hard as you like.
Oh, I'm Drilldry, boy, so we hate Berrigan and Finlay and Tokemoor, but I haven't been back for a while.
When did you get back there last?
About 8 years ago. I went, about that much. Anyway.
Where you come from.
He has. You are welcome any time you like.
You never forget your roots, Tom.
I'll let you get back to it and let Bill jump back on you. Jimmy.
Exactly right. Now you're understanding what I have to deal with every day, Rock. Great seeing you. Good luck Saturday night. Massive game for your club.
Thanks for having me, gentlemen.
See you, Tom.
On the Triple M app and on your radio, this is the Rush Hour. JB and Billy.
133353 is what we're doing here, Fat. And yep. I can't believe that I'm handing... Well, I've been on fire with the family members. Well, I go to the family and they come straight to Papa, whereas you have been not that good. Anyway, so I'm not sure why I'm handing it over to you now, but I am. So take it away.
John Dyson coming out to bat.
Oh, John Dyson.
What do you know John Dyson for? One thing and one thing only.
Oh, that catch going back with a flight.
Yeah, yep. You do. No
I nearly knocked John Dyson out one day.
You did.
In Newcastle, playing a Shield game against New South Wales. Sweep shot hit him flush on the helmet.
Yeah.
And I thought I'd killed him. He did. Honestly, they had to get the bloody medicos out and drag him off. He came back on later, but
he didn't
that's
catch
what
that.
I remember him for. Yeah. No, he did not.
Now, Jim, I yes. received during the week a beautiful card. There it is here. It's got Crazy Cat
on
the front of it.
Very nice.
Yeah. Yeah. And it says, Dear Mr. Bill Brownless.
Yes, please.
Just to thank you for the front bar grand final tickets I got as a prize a few years ago, but didn't go because I don't have a lot of friends to take. So that's, anyway.
Right.
Yes, but this is from my good friend Andrew, Jim, that I got tickets for the front bar.
And just a card or?
Well, guess what else I got? A bottle of Captain Morgan. Captain.
Oh, beautiful. Captain. Spicy rum.
Oh, beautiful, Jim. Captain. So,
yes.
So you know, everyone now that's called Morgan, by the way, a nickname Captain.
Yeah,
so I got this
Captain,
nice bottle of Captain Morgan and a nice card. And
what
guess what,
a nice
Jim?
Thought. What?
I didn't get him tickets for the front bar grand final.
Fat? What the hell? I was going to say, how did you get him tickets to a show on another network?
That's exactly right. One, I don't know who he's got me mixed up with, but I didn't do it. But I accepted the Captain Morgan.
Oh, Bill, surely you sent it back to him and said, listen, I think you've sent this to the wrong person.
No, my friend. Oh. I kept it. I've actually drank a bit of it. So he can't take it back now. But I thought about this and I thought long and hard, Jim. So hence 133353. When have you accepted a thank you gift for something you didn't actually do?
Unusual.
So you took something when you actually didn't do it, Jim.
I know. Well, you won't be surprised to know that that's something I've never done because of the difference between the two of us. I would always hand it back and say, listen, you've given this to the wrong person.
No.
But 133353, ring us now. When have you accepted a gift for something you didn't do? And, Rabs, I know you're not meant to be on this segment, but tell us about the best prizes in radio.
We've got an 11 hair care pack to give away and a Mercedes-Benz Berwick prize pack as well.
48 minutes.
Beautiful. All right, 133353, ring us now.
Wow, the phone has rang off the hook. One of the great
Bill.
All-time phoners here, Jimmy
hello,
boy.
Hello, Fad. Look at you go.
Of course, I got a lovely card from my good friend, Andrew. And he said, thanks, just a thank you note for the front bar grand final tickets I got. And he sent me a beautiful bottle of Captain Morgan, Jim. And guess what?
What?
I didn't get him the front bar grand final tickets.
But you kept the present, which is appalling.
I've kept it and drank it. No, some of it. Very nice, Captain.
All right. So when have you been given a gift you didn't deserve? That's your question?
That's it, Jim. 133353. Plenty of calls. Let's go to Ryan in Parkdale.
G'day, lads. How you going?
Good, Ryan. Hi. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. It's not a gift, but a bonus. A few years back, I was working in a finance sort of company, and a supplier came to me and told me we'd reached some targets, and no one really knew about it. So I took it to the boss, and he was pumped. We got a bonus from them, and he gave me a bonus, which was even better.
Beautiful.
Oh, nice. And you didn't
take that.
He didn't say anything, Rhino, just not.
Well, he didn't know, and no one knew. I just played it off as we'd worked it, and, kept on moving on in life.
Well done.
All right. Stay there, Ryan. Like that. Gaz is in Essendon, Bill.
Hello, Gazza.
Billy, how you going, mate?
Oh, wonderful. Jim's up there. You better say hello.
Yeah, hi, Jim.
What did you do, Gaz?
One Christmas, before Christmas, we got delivered this case from Dan Murphy's. And it wasn't for us, but it had our address on it. So we sort of Googled the contents, and it was a $250 bottle of French champagne.
Ooh,
so
nice.
No one claimed it, so we had it. It was bloody beautiful.
Perfect. Perfect.
Oh, you got to do that, Jim. That's fair enough.
No, don't. Well, especially if you do the right thing and say, well, whose is it? If no one claims it, it's all yours.
If it lands.
Hey, speaking of Essendon, Bill.
Yeah.
Did you see Reece Shaw today?
Not today.
Yesterday.
Was it talking about having to share the plane with the boss?
Oh, yeah, yesterday. Yeah.
Jeez, I love
it. He wasn't keen, was he?
No, especially with him, you reckon?
No,
that is absolutely perfect. Who we got next? Chris Backus Marsh?
He is out there at Backus. Okay, Chris.
How you going, mate?
Going well, buddy. What happened?
When I was about 9 or 10 years old, I, the little colouring competitions you can get from the supermarkets and whatnot.
Yeah.
I took it home and got my mum to colour it in for me and won first prize and ended up bringing home a long sleeve North Melbourne jersey with Wayne Carey's number on it.
Oh. I'm good from the waist down.
Yes, please.
So mum coloured it in.
Mum coloured it in, and I'm not going to lie to you, I got her to do it again a couple of years later and ended up taking 40 of my school friends to the movies.
Oh, look at Chris go.
What about your mum for doing that? Surely she'd say, I can't do this, son. You've got to do it.
No, nah, she's a champion, mate. No.
And Chris, you're not handing a North Melbourne jumper back.
Where is that jumper, Chris?
Prized.
You still got it?
Oh, unfortunately, no, I don't. No, I gave it to a little boy a few years back.
Love it.
Didn't want it anymore. Should have kept it.
No, it's all right.
Tabitha's in Coburg, Bill.
Ah, the Tab. The Tab's here again. Hello, Tab.
How are you, boys?
What are you doing?
Working.
Right.
Very hard.
Yes. What happened with you, Tabitha?
All right. My mum wasn't very well.
Yep.
Nicked down the chemist to pick up some medication for her.
Yes.
While I was there, I thought I might just buy a lipstick. And the girl goes, have you got one of those loyalty cards? I said, no, I don't, but mum does.
Yeah.
So I thought I'll give her the points. They said, oh, you've got so many points on here, you can have your lipstick for free.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
So I did.
Yeah.
And then it came back to bite me because she was saving those points for something special for herself.
You bought the lippy.
No, Tab, you thumped colour. Your mum's points.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. But I'm hoping to get one of those hair care products today, you see? So win-win both ways, see?
Yeah, problem with that, Tab, is as soon as you ask us for a prize, you never get it. That's pretty much what happens there. Andrew's in Roeville, Bill.
Drewy. Yep. Drew. Andrew.
Hello.
Oh, yeah, you're there, are you?
Yeah. Oh, sorry, boys. A delay with you, guys.
No, there's not. Roeville. Who did we have on from Roeville the other day?
The guy from Western Bulldogs.
Hayden Crozier.
That's it.
Did you see him play as a kid, Andrew?
No, I can't say I did.
No, right, I didn't, Bill.
Yeah, that's all right. Just thought we
what
could
happened
make
with you,
a
Andrew?
Connection.
Well, with me, a little story. You might know this bloke. A mate of mine, Brent Williams.
Oh,
yes.
We know Brentos. Hang on. Yes.
He had a $10,000 draw a night out of the Vermont Cricket Club.
Yeah.
So we went out there and we got on the properties. We were having a good night. And then they called up for another major sponsor to come and draw out the next numbers for the barrel. And no one was going up. I said, watch this. He goes, oh, you know what? I said, yeah, watch this. I'm going up.
Yeah.
So I go up and pull out a few numbers. And then they ask me for a little bit of a speech. I say, oh, yeah, we love being... Yeah, part of the club and support the community, right?
Yeah.
They gave me like this watch as a token to go away. So I thought, oh, I just accept. He goes, I come out. He goes, you just didn't do that, did you? I said, yeah.
So you were a sponsor for the day. Shut up, Andrew. but hey, Jimmy, that was good.
Brent Williams, by the way, who's now the head of sport at the Nine Network.
At Nine. He looks after us on the Sunday Footy Show, yes.
Very, very good operator.
Haven't seen him, by the way. He sits up in his ivory tower.
Busy, Bill. Very, very
Jim,
busy.
Jim, we're all busy.
Now, what have we got? We've got the Mercedes-Benz Berwick prize pack. By the way, while we're on that, exclusive online sales event right now. They're bringing the dealership to you, Fat. mbberwick.com.au. So check that out. Who's winning?
Well, Andrew wins that. Roeville's out near Berwick.
Yes.
Right. Yep.
Andy, you've won yourself a Mercedes-Benz.
Benz, that's it. You won a Mercedes-Benz.
Oh, beautiful. I need a Mercedes.
Yeah, beautiful. And a watch. We'll give you a watch too.
Enjoy that. And who else wins?
What was the hair care?
We'll go Chris at Backers Marsh with the Duck signature, I reckon.
Oh, that was a good one. I did like Tabitha, but we'll go with Chris then. All right. Ryan, you're shooting the bullets.
Chris, we'll send you an 11 hair care pack, mate, for all your favourite 11 products online. Head to 11australia.com.
Oh, that's a good topic, Bill. Well done. Not, now, Jim.
Not bad, Bill.
Any credit where credit is due.
No, well, it didn't fly. You had three or four callers. There wasn't a full book.
Jim, we haven't had a full book since we're 1986.
Yeah, the caller actually, just rang up straight for the prize.
That's all right. But she had a good story, Tab.
That's actually true. We need to have a look at ourselves. Joke next, Fat.
I'll just try and find one.
James Brayshaw.
Oh, yeah!
Billy Brownless.
That's cock to me.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour.
Yes. Hey, listen to Rab's just getting his eye in. Yep. Only taken him a couple of years.
Yeah. Now,
three.
Tom Rockcliffe is a fantastic talent. We love having the Rock, so that was very nice. Wasn't so keen on the 133.53. I think I'll have to take that back. But tomorrow, mm-hmm. Will Schofield and Wendell Saylor. What about that for a show?
Good. How good is
Big
that?
Big Dal. Big Dal, well, because the, it starts tomorrow, the NRL, Jimmy does, Boy, of course. So does. Storm play on the weekend.
Like that, and of course, Will Schofield, good Geelong boy, and premiership player now at the West Coast Eagles. So that's a big show for you tomorrow. But now to finish this nice edition.
Oh, no.
Something humorous. Fat?
Yep, I'm just looking.
In the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Come on, Bill. You've been going with old ones lately. It's something original.
Well, you haven't heard it yet.
Who is the most popular director, movie director, in this COVID-19 scare, Jim?
Who?
Quentin Quarantino.
Oh, no. No.
That's not bad.
No.
Shit. That's all
just
right.
Hit the sting. Hit the sting, Rab, so he doesn't tell another one. This has been his worst week of jokes ever.
The hipness.
It was good. Oh, no. See if you can bite your lip and say, oh.
Oh, my God.
Loud of me. So, go on, Rab.
Have a
go.
Have
a go, Rob.
Oh. I'm off to Thailand.
Oh, no. 11 years ago, we were there, Jim. We were there.
Oh, no.
Nah. Jim like
never that, ring us again.
Oh, yes. Boom.
Triple M's Rush Hour is done for another day.
I've had enough of Bill.
But Ream hot water heaters are still working. Ask your plumber to install a Ream. Steady, hot and strong.